from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Signs the contract in the offseason and now going to be in Kansas City for multiple years, coming off a Super Bowl championship and getting adjusted more and more to Kansas City. So we'll get a headset on Drew here, and he is joining us on 610 Sports Radio. And all our Chiefs player interviews brought to you by the St. Joseph Convention and Visitors Bureau. Plan your trip today. Drew, what's going on, man? Good to have you on the show. We were saying the last time we talked to you, I think, was in Vegas. It was the media night at that point in time, and that was before your first Super Bowl. Fast forward, you're back in Kansas City for a couple more years, looks like.
We're back in Kansas City, and it's been hot, but how about this breeze?
This is the
nicest
weather.
I know you guys
weather.
Have been enjoying it over here.
I've been coming to St. Joe for 10 years. This might be the nicest day I've ever felt here.
It was beautiful. The fans were rocking. It was a good practice all around.
Look, we were ridiculous, so we went back up to our car and grabbed some, like, pullovers. Okay, that's how absurd the weather is.
It was a little brisk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to complain. Was it – so when you guys – you come here, you think it's a one-year deal – you go through everything with this team. Like, how quick were those conversations to be like, how can I get back here? You tell your agent, how do I get back here? Or is it mutual interest? How did the conversation go when you decide to come back to Kansas?
I mean, it was a one-year deal, but in my mind, like, I wanted to plant my roots here. You know, within a few weeks of being here, I knew I loved the coaching staff. I love the guys. I love the culture. And I'm a dad to 3 kids and, you know, a husband.
You want to be done moving?
You know, you don't want to be moving your family around. A lot of guys get stuck in that cycle where, you know, they're going to multiple teams, and it can make it difficult. And so I knew I wanted to work and do everything I could to make sure that, you know, we had an opportunity to plant our roots here.
What does it mean? Like, how old are your kids?
5, 3, and 1.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I'm a couple of years ahead of you. I only have 2.
Okay.
Mine are 8 and 5.
Yeah.
So, like, at some point, I mean, have they settled into really loving Kansas City, your kids as well? Because,
yeah,
you know, they've now been here a year and a half or so.
Yeah, they've got plugged into the great school here and met some good friends. And especially my 5-year-old, he's going to be in sports this year. And our 3-year-old's going to do some dance and stuff. So, yeah, they're getting plugged in and they like it.
Wow, you're in almost the exact same boat as me. My daughter does dance. I'm sure my son signed up for soccer. We're going to do that one first. Which sport are you doing first? Football right away? Or
my son did soccer first. He did flag football. He's done baseball. My daughter's doing dance, but she should honestly do jiu-jitsu or something. She's a riot, man. She's fun. But yeah, there'll be some sports, and we'll take in Kansas City, take in this season, and get plugged in and keep connecting with all the great people here.
We got Drew Tranquil joining us here on Cody and Gold. I saw on your Twitter profile, it says pickleball enthusiast. Now, this is great timing because we got kind of dragged into something here on the show. On Friday, I guess there's PickleCon that's going on in Kansas City. It's like a huge pickleball convention.
Massive tournament.
And now we've been told we're taking on another radio station. I've never played pickleball in my life, and this is happening in front of people at Bartle Hall on Friday, and I have no idea what the
Any
hell
advice?
Doing.
Pickleball is awesome. It's one of the most humbling things. I've played with a lot of older guys who were former tennis players, and being an athlete, you think you're going to go out there, you've got hand-eye, you've got, you know, speed, you've got agility, and they humble you so quickly. It's all about angles, all about shots, all about the depth of your shot. And I'll tell you what,
this is not good. You're telling me that professional athletes are struggling with this.
Yeah,
oh,
I played ping pong growing up, but I was never a racket sports guy. And I'll tell you what, pickleball has given me such a great appreciation. You watch the gold medal match that just took place in the Olympics, that tennis bout. I mean, those guys, the shots they were hitting, the intensity. I mean, they're going 3.5-4 hours just back and forth, back and forth. It's the ultimate, like, mind game. And so pickleball's all – you guys are going to enjoy it. It's hard not to like it.
Do I need to practice,
though? Should he play up? Should he play up at the net? Will that be easier for him?
So in doubles, one of you – it depends if you're serving. If you're serving, you guys are both back. The goal and the objective is to get up to the net. the shots are a little bit easier. You can create angles, and obviously
if they
hit it too high in the air, you can obviously volley a smash. But when you guys are receiving it, when they're serving to you, the guy who is not receiving the serve should be up at the net, because once you return it, you guys can then volley it out of the air.
Oh boy!
You know who's a great pickleball player on the team is Noah Gray.
Really?
He's an awesome pickleball player.
Okay, I'll ask if we get him tomorrow.
And he loves it so much. Too. He's telling his wife, he's like, "You got to get lessons so we can be legit."
Wow!
You got
to
get
lessons. He's competitive. He wants to win.
He's competitive. I'm competitive too. I want my wife to get lessons, but she's like, she likes it, but she's like, you're a little too intense. And I'm like, baby, I know, that's just how I am.
But, like, we're going to play against other couples. Like, yeah. I'll do a lot of the intense stuff, but I need you to be passable.
Exactly.
We need you to be decent. I have seen one of my favorite things of all of camp is what seems to be a lifelong battle between you and Isaiah Pacheco. So you guys have been jawing at each other, having fun. What is it about him in particular that you guys have had so much fun kind of battling it out between each other?
I'm just a little running back. You know, linebacker drama. I mean, you gotta bring a little spark. Gotta have a little fun out here in camp. He's a great player, and so whenever you get an opportunity to go against a great guy, you know, you want to create energy. Whenever you do that, it creates energy for the offense and the defense, and it's all in good spirit. I mean, we love each other. We're dapping each other up after the play, after practice, and he's a guy you want to have on your team.
So. How much better has his pass blocking gotten?
It's gotten a lot better. Earlier in camp, I got him on a few. The second time we did it, he created some good initial contact, and then today, we'll call it even. I think I beat him, but he
you called a wash.
Yeah, we'll call it a wash. It's hard to tell. You're getting live bullets, and you know the quarterback's moving and whatnot, and you're able to bring it a little bit harder. You're not trying to bull rush the guys in practice. I hear you're trying to do a little move, but the running backs in general have gotten a lot better in pass pro, and you have to. I mean. It's a tough job to ask a running back to block a guy who's 230, 240 pounds coming from 10 yards off the ball full speed, and they're kind of sitting there with their feet, you know, buzzing. It's a hard task. And so we have the advantage in that drill especially, and they've gotten a lot better.
Do you think at this point in time at camp, though, do you wish you had a joint practice with another team? Are we at the point at camp where you're kind of sick of going up against your own teammates?
Nah, we'll get to go against another team. I personally don't like joint practices, but
yeah, I know Andy doesn't.
I like us getting to be out here, compete, sharpen each other. And to be honest, in my mind, we're going against the best offense in the NFL. And so, like, why joint practice when you got the best offense here already? And that's how I feel personally. And we'll have a chance to go against three other offenses, you know, in a game setting and learn from that and some other great offenses we're playing. But, yeah, I like going against our offense. And then about this time, a little bit later, it's like, all right, let's – you know, start getting ready for Baltimore.
I always just assume it gets chippier, like, it's when it's hotter. I always assume the fights happen with, like, yesterday it's hotter. You're like, yeah, I'm annoyed. I got to be out here in this heat in addition to this. That feels like prime time to be a little more annoyed.
I feel like we got a great team, though. Like, it's not really fights. Like, you see a guy do something, and they shove a guy, or they do something you didn't like, maybe to one of the guys in your position group, and you give them a little friendly shove and say, you're not going to do that to my guy. And, you know, things calm down. It adds energy to practice, and guys feed off that, and you need it on those hot days to get through.
You could make the argument you guys had the number one defense in the league last year. What has Spags' message been for what his expectations are for this year's defense?
Yeah, our little saying has been de-bet, demand better, and you know, we don't want to fall off at all. We feel like there's a lot of categories we can improve on, whether it's takeaways, interceptions, you know, rush average, average yards you're giving up per rush attempt. There's some areas we can improve on, and there's some areas we need to continue to be great at if we want to do, you know, win another championship. And so we're just focused on getting better and grinding each day. We say stack another day, and what a great day to have a day, right?
Yeah. I can't argue with the weather. I at least know that, like you said. It's not much better than being in St. Joe, at least in this, right?
It's been great. We've had a gauntlet of like a week and a half, 10 days here, and to get a nice little breeze is a nice little break.
Other than pickleball or whatever, what are you doing in the downtime, the little downtime you have right now when you're in camp in the dorm room? We had, I think it was it Jack Cochran that mentioned, or Carl Loftus, the board games.
Yeah, said they've been playing Settlers of Catan. I think he mentioned you play.
We've played some Settlers of Catan. We lost both times. I'll tell you what, Leo Chenal had some beginner's luck. His second and third game ever playing, he beat us. We had a little linebacker, Justin Watson, joined in on the action. So a little bit of the receiver group was there. But we've played a little bit of that. I've been watching the Olympics, watching the replays, watching it live when I can. Got a chance to watch that gold, you know, medal tennis match, like I mentioned. I love the swimming, love the track and field. Watching Simone Biles and Team USA and the gymnastics has been fantastic. And I'll tell you what, the U.S. seems to be dominating. I don't know what their expectations were coming in, but I know our medal count is like 30 greater than I think China is, I mean, is at right. two.
And as of this morning, I think they had the same number of golds, too.
Yeah.
So they can't even, like,
yeah, China was way up in the gold count, and then the U.S. has been storming back. It's pretty cool to see. So any chance you get an opportunity to watch that, I mean, the Olympics, man, it's awesome.
It's the best. Real quick, flag football in 2026, right, or
that.
Whatever it is.
2028,
yeah. I guess, in L.A. Yeah. I, at that point in time, I don't know if they need linebackers or not or anything, but would that be something you'd be interested in?
I don't know. Hopefully, maybe we'll see if Team USA calls. I mean, that'd be something hard to turn down.
Yeah.
Drew Tranquil, Chiefs linebacker, kind enough to join us here. Appreciate it, man. Best of luck this season.
Guys.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.